PFT Media.
Hi, I'm Boris Garby, and I'm on the board of directors of the Global Peace Film Festival. This year, because of COVID, the situation has changed. All of the films will be online, which means you will be able to see all of these wonderful documentaries and short films in the privacy of your own home. The dates for the festival are September 21st through October the 4th. Check the website peacefilmfestival.org for more information.
All episodes of The Experience with Chris Fio were recorded prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. Hello, welcome to The Experience with Chris Fioravanti. This is a special short interview with
Nina Strike.
Hello, Nina Strike.
Hi.
What do you do, Nina Strike?
I am the executive director of the Global Peace Film Festival that takes place here in Orlando and in Winter Park and sometimes in special events in other parts of the area in mid-September.
Oh, wow. That is really interesting. How long have you been doing what you have been doing now?
Well, so the first one was in 2003. It was started in sort of because of the fact that the Iraq War started. We wanted to do something to say, we want peace. And so that was the first year, and we've been going ever since.
Wow. That's really amazing. So that's what inspired you, was the war in Iraq?
Well, actually, I was hired to create the festival. I'm a filmmaker, and I was the New York City Film Commissioner in the early 90s in the Dinkins administration, and so I have a diverse background. I was managing a whole bunch of film festivals when a friend of mine said, hey, I know somebody who wants to do this peace thing, and I told him that you'd be the only one I think could do it, and so my friend said, "Can I give this guy your resume?" And he hired me. And I'm a New Yorker. I actually still live in New York. I come down here multiple times a year. I consider this my second home, even though I don't have I stay with friends when I'm down here, which is fun. And I have lots of friends and lots of variety.
Oh, what type of things do you usually do whenever you're down here with your friends?
Well, actually, I work on the festival when I'm down here. I'm very boring when I'm down here.
Well, it doesn't leave much time for your friends.
But though. I come to art openings like this, and I, do a lot of social stuff. But mostly I'm working on putting the festival together.
Oh, wow, nice. So what takes place at this festival?
Well, a lot of stuff takes place. First of all, the films. We show films.
What type of films do you have?
Mostly documentaries. They're mostly documentaries. They're mostly new. They haven't been seen in... Most of them have never been seen in Florida before, the festival. But that, to me, that's what I love about film festivals. It's exploring... It's discovering something before other people discover it.
Wow.
Not everybody... That's not everybody's taste when... when they decide how to spend their money, they want to know that they're going to enjoy it. But for me, it's discovering something and that's why I like film festivals, and that's why we do, that's why we bring new stuff. But we don't only do films. We also have a couple of different art exhibits. Theater experiences during the festival.
Like, do you have Fringe as well?
No, we don't do Fringe.
Okay.
But I love Fringe. When I'm gonna miss it this trip, unfortunately. I love coming when Fringe is going on, because there's just, again, so much to discover there. The theater piece we did was a world premiere one-man show about, he's a Vietnam veteran and his father was a World War II veteran, and it's about their relationship and the relationship to, and war and peace and things like that. We did that at Mad Cow Theater. So, and that was a couple of years, that was 2016.
Wow.
And I was just, last week, I was just at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York. We were looking for films there. We always get some, we always find some films that we want to show that premiere at Tribeca.
Yeah.
And we go to other film festivals. We have relationships with filmmakers all over the world who send us their new work. One of the things that makes me very happy about our relationship with filmmakers is so many people who come to the filmmakers who come to the festival with their work have such a good experience that they want to come back with their next film. So we get a lot of films from festival alumni.
That's really cool.
And so it's a long and complicated process of putting the program together. But there is one thing that any budding filmmaker in Orlando can participate in, and that is, did you hear about Fusion Fest last year?
No. Could you update me about that?
Yeah, well, Fusion Fest is a celebration of the cultural arts and cultural diversity of Central Florida. And it takes place, the actual Fusion Fest takes place on the weekend of Thanksgiving, outside of, between the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center and City Hall, Orlando. It sort of closes that whole area. And they have fashion and music and food and spoken word and film. And so Terry Olson, who's really sort of the brains behind, you know Terry, right?
Terry Olson.
He's the arts and culture guy for Orange County.
I will meet him, though.
You need to meet him.
Okay, if I don't know him, I will.
You need to meet him, because he'd love to talk to you about Fusion Fest.
I would love to talk to him about it. If you could hook us up, that'd be great.
Sure.
Thank you.
So he called me about, you know, wanted to have a film component, and I suggested a short film contest so that local filmmakers can make a 3 to 5 minute film about somebody's journey to Central Florida, their heritage, how they maintain their culture living here, and what it is they like about living here, that kind of thing.
That's beautiful.
You can go to fusionfest.org. And there's sign up on the film tab. There's sign up to be a filmmaker, or if you have a story to tell, if you came here from, doesn't matter if you came here from someplace else in the United States or any place across the world, if you have if you have an interesting story to tell, there's a form that you can fill out to say, I want my story to be told, or I want to make a film about somebody. Now, last year we just had filmmakers decide on whose stories they wanted to tell. This year we decided to have a little more fun, and and make it into a short film, into a 48-hour film contest.
Oh wow!
So the filmmakers will sign up, and the people who want to tell their stories will sign up. And in late August, actually, I think the sign-up deadline is the 1st of August. But in late August, we'll get everybody together, and we'll have the names of the subjects in a hat, and somebody will pick out a name and say, filmmaker one, here you go. You tell this person's story.
Oh, wow.
And you have 48 hours to do it.
That is awesome.
So really fun.
I really like that.
And then we're going to show the films at the Global Peace Film Festival, the short films. They're 3 to 5 minutes. So we're aiming to have, because the Fusion Fest people have broken the world into 10 different regions. And so we're aiming to have 3 films from each region. We'll have a screening. The audience will vote on their favorite film, and we have an audience award at the Global Peace Film Festival. And then the films will be shown at Fusion Fest, and we'll have a jury who will decide on the big prize. And there's a cash prize for both it's a small cash prize for the audience award and a larger cash prize at Fusion Fest.
Oh, wow, that's really good.
That's another element of the Global Peace Film Festival.
That sounds really fun.
And then another thing about film festivals is a lot of the filmmakers come and talk about their films afterwards. And when we have a film about something, you know, about an issue that there's somebody here who's working on that issue, we'll have that person or those people come and talk about it, so that there's audience, you know, audience can ask questions, audience can meet the filmmakers and meet the people engaged in the work.
Wow, that's actually good, because, you know, you always want to meet, you know, the artist and, you know, get an idea.
And that's what's great about festivals, film festivals, is not just seeing a new film or not just seeing whatever film, but also meeting the people behind the scenes or meeting the people in the scenes, you know, because we often get subjects of the films come. So you've just watched somebody's story and then that person comes out and you can ask them, what are you doing now? Or how did you do that? Or whatever.
Well, that sounds really keen to, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So we are at 20 minutes.
This was longer than...
Yeah, it was a little longer. You know, you had a lot of interesting things to say about the festival, and I'm actually interested in coming
to
this festival.
Well, you'll have to come.
I will.
And everyone, thank you for listening to another episode of The Experience with Chris Fio. I look forward to talking to all of you again soon.
Go, but right now I know there's no place in the world that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. Just you and me. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. Just you and me. There's no place in the world that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. There's no place in the world that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here, just you and me.
The Experience with Chris Fio is produced by Boris Douglas Garbe and Kyle Eagle. It is a joint production of Borma, Vonti, and PFT Media. The theme song is You and Me by NWAR Superstar.
A PFT Media production.